I'm sure Liz Jardigan liked that as well. She joins us on the phone now. Saluki AD Liz Jardigan, welcome to In the Doghouse at our season finale.
Well, thank you.
Can you put into words, if you can, what the last 5 days have been like for you and the people you work with in your department?
Well, I think I can put it into words. I don't know if I can do it without resorting to tears alongside it. It's been uncharted territory. It's been extremely difficult and ever-changing. The situation is so fluid, so much uncertainty, and just so painful because the work that we do centers around student-athletes, and they are just impacted so dramatically.
The athlete part obviously is on hold, or in some cases over, for many of these athletes. The student part, I guess they'll be going back to school, although there'll be online classes. Beyond that, what other assurances have you gotten from anybody as to what happens next?
Well, there really are no assurances at this point in terms of what happens next. I think there are some pretty solid assumptions that we can make in terms of doing whatever we can to try to restore some of the lost eligibility, particularly for some of these spring seniors who are so dramatically impacted. None of that is a certainty, but I believe that my counterparts and colleagues around the country join me in making and assuring that we're going to make sure that happens for the student athletes.
Liz, Mike Murphy here. I know that there was some negotiations, but there was some back and forth about whether to cancel everything or just suspend for a while and see what happened. What was kind of the tipping point there where the people said, well, let's just call the whole thing off?
Well, I think part of the tipping point is the fact that each one of our conference institutions, are you talking about conference level or
yes.
NCAA?
Yeah, conference level.
Conference level. So, you know, there's just a variety of institutional level situations, everything from some sending students away from campus for the rest of the year completely to others. Like ourselves back on Friday, and Missouri State, I think, was another one where we were fully expecting students back on campus, just moving on to an online scenario. So such a difference in what each institution is facing and trying to come up with something that was at least fair and even for everyone, I guess, was where we ended up. I can tell you that, call me naive, I certainly, as of Friday on our phone call, was holding out hope that we could just kick the can down the road a little bit and you know, on a week-to-week basis, maybe see where we're at. But that's really not realistic at this point.
Spring football and obviously Saluki soccer spring season, recruiting, all of that is on hold. In the case of Saluki football, I don't know that a lot of casual fans could appreciate just how much gets done in that spring season to get them ready for a fall season that I think we all believe is going to happen on time, but may not. What's kind of the status of those? How far behind is this putting them right now?
Well, in a normal scenario, this would put us dramatically behind. But you have to realize that our counterparts are all in very similar situations, and this is not unique to us. It's all across the country, and so all of our football programs, soccer programs, and other programs are having to deal with this situation with creativity. In order to try to prepare their kids for next year. So for us, as far as football goes, we knew last week that we'd had a moratorium on any kind of meeting on our campus of 25 or more, which obviously dramatically impacts how a spring practice would look for a football program. We're just going to have to be creative about how we address things. What can we do to train online? Can we share film? Can we do book clubs? You know, what new way are we going to have to plan for success now?
You know, also, too, Liz, back to that topic where the NCAA, the proposal about giving some of these senior athletes a chance to come back or to attempt to come back, that in itself is a pretty sticky wicket to unravel, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, in concept, of course, it makes all the sense in the world. However, there's so many other corollaries that have to be considered. Every sport has scholarship limitations. So, what would allowing some of these senior athletes to come back for a fifth and sometimes a sixth year and to receive aid, how does that impact the scholarship limit? So some sort of relief there will have to be considered. We have been talking for the last 2 years on our campus about Title IX and its impact on us, and there are equivalencies with regard to Title IX in roster numbers and in scholarships awarded that have to be considered. So yes, we're going to figure this out, but there's so much more to it than you might imagine.
We got some breaking news during this interview. Within the hour, SIU Carbondale has now said that students will not return to the classroom for the spring semester and that they will continue to use alternative formats for the remainder of the semester. So online classes and that sort of thing. Staff will be allowed to work from home or work flexible schedules. There is a statement on the university website that details this. John Dunn saying in the message that we are in uncharted waters and I'm very grateful that we're standing together as a community, and beyond that, so no physical presence on campus for the rest of the spring semester. Again, that news breaking just now in the hour. But there's a financial ramification to all this, and obviously we don't know what those ramifications will be right now, but do you foresee schools in the Valley, schools across the country, having to make some very hard decisions because they are unable to do spring sports?
Well, I do foresee that. To what extent that's going to cause financial issues, I think it depends upon what institution you're at and where your priorities are. Obviously, we're off to a great start with both our softball and baseball programs. We're very excited about where our track and field programs is at. There is definitely going to be income revenue lost in terms of ticket sales, but all of that pales in comparison to really the cost on the scholarship side, I think, that we're going to have to take a look at in order to do right by our student athletes and bring them back an extra year. That costs money. That'll be real money to us.
And in the case of somebody like an Aaron Cook that we were all kind of counting on, if the NCAA, knock on wood, allowed him to get another year as well, does the priority for athletes like him change in this new environment? Do roster sizes temporarily are allowed to grow for a year? I'm sure all this stuff is on the table.
It all is, and there's so much uncertainty. But the one thing I can guarantee to you and to the listeners out there, and to any of our student athletes who may be listening right now, is without question, we at SIU will do whatever we can to make whatever possible right for them in terms of what they've lost this spring. Don't think we can completely restore everything, but when it comes to the financial side of things, I make my commitment right here now. We'll figure it out. We will.
And at the end of the day, Salukis are a tough bunch. And, Salukis have been through adversity before, and, they'll be through adversity again, and this is just another test of will and another test of character. And if it's like any of the other tests of character that Saluki Nation have had before, we'll get right through this.
I thank you for saying that. Toughness is one of our core values, and we will be resilient and tough through this, and we will be smart and caring through the process as well. Saluki, I'll tell you, we'll be a little bit tired when we get through it also.
We'll get some sleep for sure. But Liz Jarnigan, thank you again for your time, not only this evening, but all season long here and in the doghouse. And again, we're all pulling for everybody there at Saluki Athletics. So we'll get through this one way or another.
Well, thank you so much. And let me say, we appreciate everybody's well wishes for our student athletes, but we recognize that this is a much larger issue than us. And we, you know, just want to, on behalf of our department and our student athletes, convey to everyone who's listening, stay safe and be smart. Take care of yourselves and your family.
Absolutely. Liz Jarnigan, thank you again.
Thank you, Liz.